to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song each of those three decades in order. This half hour, we'll hear from the Velvets, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Rick James, the Four Tops, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Lionel Richie, Marvin Gaye, and Stevie Wonder. All coming up in the next half hour as we feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s.
Be nice. to Motown Memory with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory from Rick James, Cold-Blooded, and they reached number 40 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts and number 1 of the Blues Charts from 1983. Before that, Glass Night in the Fifth with Daddy Could Swear I Declare, number 19 in the Pop Charts and number 2 in the Blues Charts from 1973. And we start with the Velvets, a Motown Memory's favorite artist, The Needle in a Haystack, and they reached number 45 in the Pop Charts and number 31 in the Blues Charts from 1964. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, each of those three decades in order. Well, we're back to the 1960s, and coming up, the first top 40 song from the Four Tops, Baby, I Need Your Loving. Well, Baby I Need Your Loving was written and produced by Motown's main production team at that time, Holland, Dozier, and Holland. And as mentioned, it was the group's first Motown single in their first top 40 song. Well, Baby I Need Your Loving sold over 1 million records, and Rolling Stone magazine ranked Baby I Need Your Loving by the Four Tops at number 390 on their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Well, the Four Tops consisted of lead vocals by Levi Stubbs and background vocals by Ronaldo Obi Benson, Loris Painted, Abdul Duke Fakir, and the Andantes, the female singing group used on many Motown singles throughout the 1960s. Well, instrumentation of the song was by the Funk Brothers, the great Motown house band, and it also featured strings from the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Well, Baby I Need Your Loving was released by Johnny Rivers in 1967, and it was a slower version of the song, and his version reached number 3, topping the original version in chart performance. Well, here is the original version by the Four Tops, Baby I Need Your Loving, right here on Motown.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all. For a man to beg, then we, I'd rather be, if it means having you to keep, 'cause lately I've been losing sleep. Any smile you might see has all been hers. Darling, I can't go on without you. This emptiness won't let me live without you. This loneliness inside, darling, makes me feel half alive.
satisfy all of my baby's dreams and keep her from seeking some other means of excitement and relaxation. I won't be what she needs in every phase of life, in every situation.
Richie Dancing on the Ceiling, and they reached number 2 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts and number 3 in the Adult Contemporary Charts of 1986. Before that, Smokey Robinson, The Miracles on Satisfaction, and that reached number 49 in the Pop Charts and number 7 in the Moving Boot Charts of 1971. And we start with the Four Tops and Baby Need Your Loving, number 9 in the Pop Charts and number 4 in the Moving Boot Charts from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all charting songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades and more. Well, once again, we're back to the 1960s, and here is Marvin Gaye and Pretty Little Baby right here on Motown Memories.
Darling, please, don't go away. What a heartache, for heaven's sake.
But she Yeah.
Stevie Wonder with Living for the City, and they reached number 8 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts and number 1 of the Boost Charts from 1974. And we started with Marvin Gaye and Pretty Little Baby, number 25 in the Pop Charts and number 16 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1965. Well, this half hour, we featured all charting songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. But we just finished up from the 1970s. We'll start the next half hour from the 1980s and Michael Jackson, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.